We have to move into the community and really make sure we are wrapping services around food, housing, toxic stress, and violence in your community.
You're listening to For the Love of Health, a podcast about delivering care and creating health, brought to you by Christiana Care. And now, here are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michael Chesney.
And I'm Megan McGurman. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Health, brought to you by Christiana Care.
No, medical professionals, be they doctors, nurses, physical therapists, sonographers, they enter healthcare because they, they want to care for people. They want to create health. But here's a fact that might surprise you. Medical care only accounts for about 20% of a person's overall health outcomes.
The other 80% are the result of other factors, most significantly what are called social determinants of health, or SDOH.
And our guests today are committed to addressing SDOH. Erin Booker is Christiana Care's Chief Biopsychosocial Officer.
And Chloe Baird is a Community Health Worker Program Coordinator with Christiana Care. Thank you both so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Talk to us about that 80%.
So we'll start with saying about 10% of that is your genetics, right? We can't change that. That's how you're born. 60 to 70% is our social determinants of health. And those simply are the things that impact your life out in the world, where you work, where you live, where you play. How stressed are you? Do you have food? All of those things, that impacts your health more than anything else. So coming in the doors to our system is super important, and we provide amazing healthcare. But we have to move into the community and really make sure we are wrapping services around food, housing, transportation. How do we help with toxic stress and violence in your community? Because that is a bigger impact on your health outcomes than anything else.
And Erin, you are Christiana Care's Biopsychosocial Officer, which I think, other than being a pretty fantastic title, also shows all of the components of this work.
I'll say it's a huge commitment that we have made at Christiana Care to really do whole person care. Bio, it's the medical side. We're great at it. We do amazing work. Psycho, it's not just behavioral health with a diagnosis. It's your psychological wellness. How are we supporting that you are doing psychologically well? How are we checking on that? How are we supporting that? And then social, how are we helping to deal with all of those barriers we just talked about? And it doesn't mean we do it all, but it means that we have an active role in helping the community to serve each other in the best way possible.
Chloe, that's exactly where you come in as a community health worker. You know, what does this day-to-day work look like for you?
Every day is different. Every patient is different. So identifying the individual and unique needs of every patient kind of takes you on a roller coaster, right? A community health worker is somebody who advocates for the patient. They really meet the patient where they are, and they tailor the work that they do to the patient's goals and individual needs. Community health workers work in the community. They work in the hospital system. They work in doctor's offices. They work in their cars if they're doing documentation and on the road. They're really there, just there to meet the patient and work with them wherever that may be.
What does that look like? Can you tell us maybe a story about sort of something that's happened recently? Give us a sense of what your day looks like.
Yeah, I recently had a patient who was admitted to the psychiatric unit, transferred to another unit on Christiana's Wilmington Hospital campus. And the patient was declining a lot of the lab services, nursing services, and declined the original screening, the SDOH screening that we attempted with him. Gave it a day, let him rest. Second day came in, and we just started kind of having conversation and really leveling with the patient and finding out what was important to him. His dog was the most important thing to him. So he was looking for housing. He did need Medicaid applications completed. He also needed food referrals as well. We worked on that together, worked on getting him transportation home from the hospital and also transportation to his follow-up PCP appointment as a new Christiana Care patient.
That's amazing. And these stories are not rare.
Yeah, we've been really committed to community health workers. We are now going into our fifth year with community health workers. And what we've done is grow and find the right ways. And we're flexible, right? So we're meeting patients where they are. So now we're meeting you in the hospital. We're meeting you at the McDonald's. We're meeting you at the library. We're meeting you wherever you're comfortable to meet us.
As that has evolved, I imagine technology has started to play a bigger and bigger role. Can you talk to us about that?
It's great to identify the need, right? And it's important to be able to steer someone in the right direction. But that's not the end of it. You need to know that people are getting their needs met. And so to do that, we have brought on a social referral platform. So it's an electronic platform called Unite Us. So here it's Unite Delaware, and it truly is the entire state. So we have hundreds of programs across the state that are active on there. You can make referrals for food, for housing, for clothing, for domestic violence support. all different things, and people within the community now can refer to each other. And when you screen, you have to make sure the right people get that screening to make sure that needs are met. So now we've created a team that is our Social Care Connection Center, where those screens come to us. It's community health workers and social workers. And when you go into a primary care office, you're going to start being screened, and so that we can make sure we are meeting you with all your needs. And we're going to call you, and we're going to make those referrals, and we're going to track them all the way to completion.
You mentioned the screening and the primary care facility. So I think people are maybe familiar with getting your medical history taken. Are we sort of talking about something like that?
Similar. So when you come in and check in for certain appointments for primary care, you're going to get asked these questions, and you're going to be able to do it privately. So you don't have to tell someone to their face that maybe you're struggling with paying your heating bill, but you're going to be able to tell us, and we're going to be able to help with that. So there is a questionnaire that goes through the electronic registration process, and that immediately comes back to our team, who will call you and work you through all those needs.
Chloe, at what point then does a community health worker step in?
At times, the community health worker is putting the screening in and following up on the referrals. Other times, the community health worker on the care unit may be putting those referrals in, and then that may be transferred over to the social care center, where some of our other CHWs will pick that up. But our community health workers are working down the line to provide screening and referrals and, you know, proper follow through for these patients.
How important is that one-on-one connection in getting people the help that they may need to live healthier lives?
So important. I don't think you can really put a label on it. From my experience, and you know, as a community health worker program coordinator, I at times am working as a community health worker. I'm covering, you know, shifts. I'm working with my team. We're going in together. The experience that the patient has is really invaluable. We're used to this sort of cold kind of clinical medical experience when we're going to the hospital or primary care offices. Having somebody there who walks in with a smile, you know, that is just there to talk to you, level with you, and just get to know you on a personal level, it really makes all the difference.
What about at the bigger level, Erin? Can you talk to us about the broader perspective on all of the programming in this area?
Community health workers, really important. But that's one piece. Investing in our community in a really thoughtful manner is a huge part of who we are and what we do, because we are not meant to meet every need, but we are meant to understand what the needs are and to partner. And partnering might be doing a program together. It might be investing dollars into another program, but that's really a huge part of what we do. So we are always looking for how do we invest in our community in a way that will serve our neighbors in the most effective and efficient way possible.
What's this like for the clinicians? What's that interaction like, and why is it important for them?
It's a great question, Michael. So I will start with a very quick story. When we launched the Social Care Connection Center, we had a clinician come up to our director and with tears in his eyes and say, "I'm so happy. I'm actually able to fully take care of my patient now."
Wow.
Because they
Amazing.
Come in and they don't have food. And we're saying, you have a medical need that requires healthy food, but they live in a food desert. Now we are able to address that. We couldn't do that before. So the clinicians are feeling able to support their patients in a much more robust way. And they don't feel scared to ask the questions because they know that there is a team that will catch the patient.
What is next? You know, you've done so much already, but yeah. I'm sure, and I know you well enough to know there is so much in the pipeline moving forward.
Yeah. What's next is social care needs need to be identified everywhere. Everyone who walks in our doors of the hospital needs to be screened. Everyone coming into primary care or specialty care, doesn't matter. We need to know that they need how they need us to show up for them. So screening is going to be everywhere. It won't be specific to certain locations. We're going to move past social care screening. We're going to make sure we're screening other things like substance use disorder. We need to know if you're struggling, because we know that we have a moment where we can really intervene. So more centralized screening and support for connection to care.
And Chloe, what about the community health workers? You know, how are you feeling right now, and how do you think you'll grow now in the next 5 years?
Yeah, the growth potential is astronomical. I'm just so excited to be a part of something so wonderful. I have the really unique position in being able to see how it affects the patients directly, affects the clinicians, affects, you know, the nursing staff, the unit staff, and our community partners being able to step in and help these patients. So I see continued growth for community health workers in all aspects in our community, on the healthcare floors and the primary care offices.
Erin, Chloe, thank you so much for being here today. We so appreciate your time and your expertise in this area. And we're going to have more information on the Community Health Worker Program and all the other great stuff that your department is doing in the show notes for today's episode. Again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us for this episode of For the Love of Health. Remember to leave us a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.
And we're going to be back here in another 2 weeks with another expert.
And if you have a topic you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, let us know. Reach out to us on Christiana Care's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok.
We're everywhere you are.
Yes.
Absolutely. You can contact us also through christianacare.org/podcasts.
Thank you again for joining us for the love of health.